You're listening to Vatican Radio.
More than 15 million pilgrims have crossed the threshold of the Holy Door of St. Peter's Basilica during the first 9 months of the Jubilee Year of Mercy. Those numbers were released on Wednesday by the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization. Father Eugene Silva of the Pontifical Council spoke to Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti about the experience of millions of pilgrims in this Year of Mercy.
To look at the numbers also of pilgrims coming in July and August was wonderfully surprising, because normally the number of visitors to Rome because of the heat in August, but it was incredible, the numbers for the Jubilee audiences, for the Holy Door. I mean, it's just, but this is just proof of how mercy is touching the hearts of so many around the world and inspiring people to come, to go through the Holy Door, to receive the grace of this incredible time, and to be in the presence of Pope Francis, which is so important as well.
Of course, the celebrations in Rome are important, but we know that this is a special jubilee, because it is a sort of a spread jubilee, celebrating all over the world, from Buenos Aires to Oslo. What do you think is the message of this dimension of the jubilee?
Well, I think what's so symbolic is that the Holy Father is inspiring the Church to remember that it's mercy that is its mission, that it's what we are founded on, it's what we, in our own small way, even if I'm confined to a hospital room or a nursing home, I can be merciful and I can share that mercy. And so I think that's what's so important about this Jubilee, is that focus on the particular churches as well. Whether it be the Holy Doors in the local churches, whether it be groups doing things within their local communities because they saw Pope Francis doing it here, they want to do it there. So it's just wonderful.
This is the example of the Fridays of Mercy.
Fridays of Mercy, right. And so the Holy Father wants to keep those private so that he can have, you know, a real personal experience with a small group of people. But afterwards, for us to be able to allow people to see what he's done so that others can follow in that example, because the corporal works of mercy and spiritual works of mercy are so very important to this Jubilee. It's not just to talk about it, but it's to do it, to touch, and to not be afraid to hold on and to touch and to heal one another.
The works of mercy are essential in this Jubilee.
Exactly. And we have to live them.
And finally, of course, we have 3 months to finish the Jubilee. What do you think is the long-standing contribution, even to new evangelization of this Jubilee of Mercy?
Oh, sure. Well, I think, for one, I think he's really reminded everyone in the world of the call that we are to be as a people of mercy towards one another, and to encounter people in such a way that they know when they meet us that their lives have value and meaning. I think this Jubilee is propelling us further along the path in the new evangelization. It's helping us see the pastoral plan of where to go next and how to tie this whole dialectic of love and faith and love, which is so essential to Pope Francis, into how we concretely implement that pastoral plan for the new evangelization.
That was Father Eugene Silva, an official at the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization, speaking to Alessandro Gisotti.